Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open!
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box. Excited to be here today. Got a good one lined up. My colleague at Channel 5, Mike Bush, is going to join us at 10:30. Martin Kilcoin at 11 o'clock. Bob Ramsey at 11:20. If you'd like to be a part of the program, Maryville University listener line, 855-282-8255. Winning Streak text line, 855-282-8255. You know, I was thinking about this morning. I wonder how many college football teams right now are set up at quarterback until the year possibly 2024. Kelly Bryant, 2019. Sean Robinson from TCU, who started 13 games at TCU and was once a four-star quarterback, he takes over as he sits out a year, 2020 and 2021. Then they sign today Connor Bazelak from Dayton, also four-star. Then he takes over 22-23. And then Brady Cook, who's a junior right now at Chaminade, could take over 2024. Now, who knows if they all stay, quarterbacks leave all the time, but just imagine what we were like midseason. Gosh, Locke's graduating. There's not a quarterback in the program. And now you may be one of the only colleges in the country that's set at quarterback until the year 2024. Is it likely that that all unfolds like that? No, but you are stacked at a position you thought you'd be really paper thin at. All right, our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. Let's begin with Mizzou basketball. That was explosive last night. A 17-0 run in the first half against Xavier? I mean, Xavier has pretty good tradition. 29 wins last season. They came into the game 7-4, and they beat Illinois earlier this year, I think. Is that correct? Yeah. So they're not bad. Now, they're not Xavier like last year. I'll be perfectly honest with you there. But they're still Xavier. There's still very good tradition there. So that's a good victory because it's a dominating victory. I mean, who would have thought this Mizzou team, who struggled with Kennesaw State earlier in the season, would be annihilating? I mean, annihilating a Xavier team later on in the season. So I was very impressed. And the guy you really had to be impressed with was Jeremiah Tillman. He had a 12.7 rebound first half, and he finishes with a career-high 23 points. He had 10 rebounds. He just got on the block, showed some footwork, showed some touch. He looked like a pro. I'm not saying an NBA player, but he looked like a pro. Early in the second half, he caught it about 12 feet away. He squared up like he was a 6'5 small forward and then drove right around the defender on a nifty spin move. Jeremiah, just stay out of foul trouble. Stay on the floor. No team wants to defend 6'10 with skill and the ability to move. After the game, Konzo Martin on the center from East St. Louis.
I thought he did a great job, but you know, with almost 10 days off to be able to settle in, work on some things, a lot of skill development. And for us, when he's one-on-one in the post, we like our chances. We want to give him the ball. He's done a great job really preparing himself. And I'm happy to see him play well and play without fouling.
They have quite a few good players. We've been saying this all year. Mizzou has quite a few good players. They need a very good one. Tillman could be that guy. Mark Smith could, too. Boy, does he have a release and range, too. Mizzou has some nice pieces. Torrance Watson and Javon Pickett sharing that spot. Jordan Geist, when he's under control, has been effective. Kevin Puryear, solid senior. I just can't wait for the bragging rights game. But, you know, here's the thing about the bragging rights game. No matter how good you feel about Mizzou, what does Illinois do every year? They win. It's five in a row, right, Plowsy? I think it's five in a row. And how about last year? Think about this for a second. You had a Mizzou team that was going to the NCAA tournament against an Illinois team who was going to have a bad season. And who wins in that big game? Illinois. They find a way to win. We'll see what happens this year. Lap two. So the Blues were in Edmonton facing one of the hottest teams in hockey with Ken Hitchcock behind the bench. And the key moment of the game was a controversial moment of the game. The goal or no goal or goal by Tyler Bozak.
Cam Talbot down. The puck is in that pile somewhere.
Well, there's no question the pad is inside. It's under the M of the left pad of Cam Talbot. You can see the edge of the puck kind of sticking out right there as he takes his pad off of it.
After video review, it's determined that the puck can cross the goal line. Therefore, it's a good goal.
Wow. I got to tell you, unless they're seeing a different angle than me, I don't know how they can override the call on the ice that was no goal.
The way it was explained to us was that he pushed on the puck. He didn't push on the pad. The pad happened to go with the puck. So that was the way it was explained to us. They said they had a view, an overhead view, that said that the puck was in before the push started, and the look that we had was different. So, and what are you going to do? The hockey game for me was we had those three chances just before that, and then they came down the ice and got that one chance, and that was a ball game.
Yeah, Blues were fortunate there. Now, they played well, though. Jake Allen was very good. Vladimir Tarasenko had an unbelievable goal. So did David Perron. That's a good victory against a good team at home. Yeah, every time we say this, you know, they lay an egg, but let's just see what happens. Still plenty of time left, about 60% of the season. Lap three. So all week we've been giving you our all-time St. Louis professional sports teams. And I think there will be less debate on this all-time Blues team as opposed to the other squads. The big question is in goal. So here's the team. The defensemen, Al MacInnis and Chris Pronger. How do you argue with that? I know there's a lot of Eric Brewer fans out there, but it's just not happening. Noel Picard, Bob Plager, Rob Ramage, all fine players. But these are Hall of Famers. These were elite players. One had the best shot maybe in hockey history, and the other disrupted teams like nobody else in his generation. And there should be a statue for Chris Pronger. I'll repeat it. Forwards, Bernie Federko, Brett Hall, and Brendan Shanahan. Bernie, Hall of Famer. Shanny, Hall of Famer. Hall, Hall of Famer. Shanny wasn't here that long, but in his four seasons, they were sensational, and he ended up with 656 goals. Tkachuk was here longer, but I think Shanny probably had a little better statistics, and then his career stats were just out of sight. The coach is going to be Scotty Bowman. Yes, Scotty Bowman is going to be our coach. He took the Blues to three consecutive Stanley Cups. And it's just, you know, hard to keep off like the greatest coach in hockey history. And not just hockey history, but sports history. You could make a case for that. I mean, with Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson, he's right there. Bill Belichick. The debate was in goal. And I'd love to get your feedback on this. Maryville University listener line, 855-282-8255. Go to maryville.edu for more information about their extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps and transition from high school to college. All right. So I love Curtis Joseph. Mike Liut had a really long and successful run. Glenn Hall and Jacques Plante were legends. However, I can't get away from Grant Fuhr. The six All-Star games were really good, but the five Stanley Cups are insane. I want you to think about this for just a moment. The 1995-96 season, he played 79 games, including 76 in a row. If he doesn't get run over by Nick Kiprios, who knows, maybe the Blues would have that Stanley Cup. All I know is the greatest player in hockey history, Wayne Gretzky, swore by him. Nobody was better when the game was on the line than Grant Fuhr. That's a tough call. You could make a case for all those goalies. I'm going to go with Grant. All right, left four. So today is National Signing Day. It's a big day for everybody. Even if you have a parent or parents who could possibly afford college, to be there with them wearing that hat, taking the picture, it's just a great thing. All those self-imposed hours in a weight room, all those practice hours with a team, all that dreaming and scheming for years and years. And for many who will sign today, it's their only chance to go to college. That's right, for some. We had Darren Sunkett on yesterday. He's the three-time state champion coach at East St. Louis and a guy I've known for 25 years now. He told us what football means to some of the players in his program.
Yeah, I mean, football is a very big role. It's a big motivation, number one. You know, it's something that keeps them involved in school, you know, where it's just not their regular school setting that they – at school grind that they have to deal with. So, you know, football is an outlet. Football keeps our kids off the streets. It keeps them from getting in trouble. And, you know, so it plays a very important role, you know. And with football, we stress the academic part of it also. And, you know, I mean, the kids we're talking about, I mean, all these guys, this great junior class we have this upcoming year, every last one of these kids have over a 3.0 grade point average. So there's not going to be a problem with these guys even qualifying to get in college. So that's a great thing. You know, you talk about DeMond Taylor and Darryl Sims, who are signing tomorrow. No academic issues. You know, these guys come in school, they do their schoolwork, they go to practice every day, they train in the off season. So, I mean, it's a great outlet, man. And, you know, I mean, we put a lot of pressure on our kids to do well book-wise and then do well on the field. So, when you see them have this type of success and have that opportunity to go off to college, I mean, it's a great day for us. So we definitely look forward to Wednesday.
And Mizzou has a pretty good pipeline going with East St. Louis with success with the players in the program right now. And then the junior class, remember these two names, Lawan Powell, defensive back, wide receiver offered by Missouri, Antonio Johnson, 6'3", wide receiver, who also Mizzou likes. All right, lap five. So here's what we know, and I'm going to try to be at quite a few of these signings today. Jameson Williams, the wide receiver from Cardinal Ritter, goes to Ohio State. God, how many wide receivers can Ohio State get from our town? They already got the two from CBC. Isaiah Williams, the quarterback from Trinity, goes to Illinois. You heard Terrence Curry, the head coach of Trinity, talking about the comparison with Brad Smith. Maybe not the biggest guy in the world, but what a playmaker Isaiah Williams is. Jelani Williams, the safety from Parkway North who hits like a Mack truck going to Mizzou. Arvel Ferguson, the defensive end outside linebacker from Kirkwood, headed to Mizzou. Likewise for teammate Maurice Massey, who will likely play wide receiver. Kyron Williams, the outstanding running back from Viani, is headed to Notre Dame. I was at his signing at 8:30 this morning. What a great family and what a career this kid had. He visited Notre Dame, how about this, 6 times for, you know, visits and then, you know, showcases and camps. And then on his official visit, you know, nobody commits or rarely people commit on their official visit because they're right in the middle of it. He was scheduled to go to Michigan next week. He woke up in the middle of the night on Saturday night. And he just texted his parents and he said, I'm going here. How do you turn down Notre Dame? Jack Buford, 300-pound guard from Lutheran North, will be a Tiger. His father, Tony, a terrific player in his own right. C.J. Boone, Parkway North. White out, headed to Mizzou. He'll sign with Mizzou at about 12 o'clock today, along with Jelani. Brett Gabbert, one of the outstanding quarterbacks we've ever had in our town, Miami of Ohio. Derek Miller, John Burroughs, defensive back going to Iowa State. All right, lap six, stream of consciousness. And by the way, on those signings, that's what is it? Some of them already signed, but that's what we're anticipating with the others. But as I've mentioned in the past, I mean, you hear from a coach one day telling you, he said no to this school, he's not going. And then the next day says, no, I am going. So who knows? We'll wait till it signs on the dotted line. Okay, food idea. There is a Schnucks, which is about 6 minutes from where we are into Pear. And they have this restaurant area. And I because writing this last night, I immediately got a response from Brian. He said, you're right about that. The bourbon salmon with two sides, under $15, and sensational. Got a box for Dom, of course. He's, boy, this is unbelievable. I mean, and it's good for you. And this bourbon is just outstanding. Any thoughts there, Brian?
Oh, it's very good. Very well done. And like I think you're going to get to it. The sides, like the bed of rice they put it on is yeah. really well seasoned. It's a very good meal.
So it's one of those few meals where it's really healthy, but it's really good.
Yeah, so you don't feel bad after eating it.
Billikens tonight. We'll get into it with Bob Ramsey a little bit later. North Carolina Central, they may be good. In fact, Brian, while we're at it, can you just check North Carolina Central's record? They may be good, but Travis made them sound like Jerry Tarkanian's UNLV running Rebels yesterday. But he has to because it's the game between Houston and Florida State, so he has to be intense and so there could be no letdown.
Well, they're 4-8.
4-8?
They're 0-7 on the road.
Okay.
Hey, they're due.
They got some really good offensive players.
Gotta be. This conference that they're in the Mideast has really bad road records. 0-8, 0-7, 0-6, 0-11, 0-6, 0-5. Only three of the teams in this conference have a road win.
Who have they beaten?
NC Central? Let me get their schedule real quick.
All right.
That's a good question. Duke? Yeah, Kentucky.
They won at Rupp, huh?
Yes. Well, they beat Warren Wilson.
Oh.
You know the Owls.
Yeah. On the road.
Southern University, so they beat a whole region. Christendom College, which is in Durham, North Carolina, which is where Duke is. So, you know, they're probably getting like the four stars that Duke doesn't need. McNeese State, and that's it.
Okay. And what's their worst loss? They got beat by so-and-so by...
Oh, they lost to George Mason, which isn't bad, I suppose.
Anybody like...
Bowling Green by 15. Lost by 20 to Clemson, but they're pretty good. They lost to McNeese State after beating them. McNeese exacted revenge by beating them 16 points. And they just lost at Coastal Carolina University.
By how many?
Only by four. Not bad. 4-point loss. They're not dreadful. Like I think it's not going to be like a 40-point beatdown.
No. Wouldn't you love it, though, if a coach did say before one of these games like this?
They suck.
Yeah. If we don't pound them by 30, we should give
Guys,
up.
Guys, if our starters are playing in the second half, it's a bad day.
Yeah. All right. In the semifinals of fantasy football, did some maneuvering to find a defense. I think I have set a record for most defenses on a roster. Yeah. So I have four right now, and I want to give this out to the audience. Winning streak text line, 855-282-8255, and our very talented group here in the station. Browns hosting the Bengals or Indianapolis at home against the Giants.
So Indianapolis is home, so they're in a dome, so Saquon could go off. I would do Browns because I think the Bengals have half given up, and I think the Browns have surge.
Brian is a Joe Mixon guy.
Well, just not off the field, for starters.
Yeah,
I don't agree with his actions away from the playing field. That being said, he's put together a pretty good season in like three great weeks in a row. I would say the Colts at home because they're on a roll.
Shout out the Cowboys.
Yes. My biggest complaint, though, is your league having Week 17 serve as the championship.
Yeah.
That I'd have kind of a beef with that.
Yeah.
I'd be bothered by that.
I need Phillip Rivers to be playing for something next week. Can you imagine that? That my guy, Phillip Rivers, been my quarterback like every year for 12 years. He's going to determine whether we win a championship or not. All right. Those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear yours. The debate on the all-time Blues team. Shanny Hull for Durko, Pronger now, and Grant Fuhr. I'm sure there's going to be some debate in goal. Love to hear your thoughts. The Mizzou Tigers. Do you like what you see last night dismantling Xavier, a 29-win team from a year ago? But you do know what happens in the bragging rights game. Illinois just wins. The Blues and their night in Edmonton and National Signing Day. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Hollywood Casino sponsors this program. We are on the air because of them. I was out there the other day, and I just drove by, just stopped and took a look at that hockey facility they're building. 3 indoor sheets of ice, 1 outdoor. It's going to be the best hockey facility we've ever had in St. Louis. And the best part about it is it'll house everybody. There'll be 10-year-olds playing tournaments. There'll be hockey teams that are 17 and 18-year-olds, junior teams, and then there will be the St. Louis Blues practicing out there all the time. Hollywood Casino, the place to go to watch games at 99 Hops House, the place to eat a steak at Final Cut Steakhouse. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mike Bush.